When it comes to the legacy of Sean Taylor, Dan Snyder, owner of Washington's football team, has officially stepped over the line. The NFL safety, before he passed, was a darling of the community for his fearless play and incredible work ethic. While some unfairly painted him as a knucklehead, he was embraced by many for his soft-spoken yet hard-hitting style before his life was tragically taken. But this week, Snyder gifted new safety Landon Collins a signed Taylor jersey at a private dinner, a move that just strikes me as inappropriate and kind of gross. There's a reason nobody's worn that number since Sean passed, and the idea of using memorabilia of fallen players to sort of recruit new ones is sickening. Not to mention, there isn't going to be another Sean Taylor, y'all. Not in terms of style of play, which isn't possible anymore due to rule changes, nor in terms of the human. I don't blame Collins for being honored. Taylor is his idol, as it is for most safeties at this age in the league. But I feel bad for the guys who played with and were friends with Sean, who are still very much with us and have to watch this unfold in front of them. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.